to understand today's Gemara, we need access to a Chumash or access to Pesukim. Parshas Saita, which is in Parshas Nasai, is Kapitel Hey. It starts at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now, it says as following. The first two Pesukim seem to talk about a woman that did Znus. Then it talks about woman that we don't know did Znus. So I'm going to read a few Pesukim. Pasuk Kapitel Hey. Chapter 5 is what Matusol would say. Pasuk Yud Aleph, because the Kfarkim were made by a Galach. So Matusol and his Chumashurim always says we're up to chapter whatever. So this is chapter 5, Pasuk Yud Aleph. That's why we say Kapitel, by the way. It's a Latin word for chapter. Anyway, by Dabar Hashem Amay Shalemar. Dabar Bnei Sova Marta Lehem. Ish Ish Kisista Ishta Yemol Lebemol. Sista means, well, Gemara's going to have a lot of drushes on Sista. The Pashup Shat and Sista is turn. She turns away from the right way, and she rebels against her husband. And what did she do? And this is the Pasuk we'll be concentrating on today. V'shachav Ishayisa Shichvazera. She will be living with a man. V'nele Meina Ishta, and he won't know. V'nistara V'hinitma, and she hid, and she became, and she was Mazana. V'ein Eimba, and there's no aid, and she wasn't forced. Now, that's a woman that was Mazana. That woman becomes usher to her husband, and permanently usher to her husband. She was Mazana. Now, the Pasuk says, aid Eimba. Now, we don't know what that means. She was Mazana, but there's aid Eimba. That's the words we're going to be concentrating on. But then the following three words, it wasn't done by us. That means obviously she's usher. Because if she were mutter, then it wouldn't say she wasn't by us. It would say it was by us. It wasn't by us. So the pasuk is saying this is a woman that was mazana. It doesn't say we don't know whether she's mazana here. The pasuk says she was mazana. The nistra v'hi nitma. She was mazana. But v'ein eimba. So this woman was mazana. Then the next pasuk talks about that's the one that we don't know what happened. He warned her, and either she was Mazana or she wasn't Mazana. That is the suffix Saita, where the Pasuk continues, what do you do with a suffix Saita? The Pasuk Yud Gimel seems to be talking about a woman that's not a suffix Saita, but is a Vadai Saita, at least Pashup Shat in the Pasuk.
First Pasuk
from I'm sorry?
When you say Benitma, does that infer right away that it's a Barasam?
I can't hear you.
When you say Benitma, does that infer right away that it's a Barasam?
That?
It's a Barasam.
No. It might be act.
So it's not extra to say Behilam.
No, not at all. Not at all. No. Nitma does not mean she did a Barasam. Nitma means she had the act.
I don't know what the connotation is. Some kind of
But so that's Pasuk Yud Gimel, and then Pasuk Yud Aleph starts suffix Saita. So Pasuk Yud Gimel seems to be talking about a woman that was Vada Mizara. This is very important for the next piece of Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara. Look to Gemara. Manoa, three lines at the bottom. Beis Amud Aleph, 2a, three lines at the bottom. Manoa and the Mehemen Eid Echad. How do we know? We inferred from the Mishnah, and it's in the Parish of Mishnah later on, that if an Eid Echad says, I saw her being Mazana, and Rashi pointed out, and we made that diyuk yesterday, he saw her being Mazana in the Sira that there were two Eidim for. He had warned her, and she went privately into her room, and an Eid Echad says, I saw her being Mazana, he's believed. That's what the Mishnah says later on, Daf Lamed Aleph. Now, how do we know that? Where in the Torah do you see that one aid is believed to permanently answer a woman to her husband? She's not a Saita. She's not a suffix Saita. She's a Vadai Saita. She was definitely Mazana. We trust the Eid Echad that she was Mazana. Where do we know that from? So, the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanon, the Eid Eimba, the Pasuk in the Pasuk Yud Gimel said she was Mitameh, the Eid Eimba. What does that mean, Eid Eimba? Zakti Gemara, Zakti Brice, you know what Eid Eimba means? Mishnayim Akas Medaber. There were no two Eidim. Eid Eimba doesn't mean there was no Eid at all. Eid Eimba means there were no two Eidim, but there was one Eid. So she becomes also permanently to her husband. That's how we know that it happened. That's how we're translating the word. Eid Eimba doesn't mean there wasn't any Eid. Eid Eimba means that there were no two Eidim. Eid means a pair. Eid does not mean one. Eid means a pair. That's what we're darshaning. Frek the Gemara. Frek the Brisa. Einai. Maybe. El Echad. Afel Echad. Maybe it means nobody was there. Talmud Loimer lo yakum Eid Echad Be'ish. Another pasuk says the one Eid can't testify against the person. Mimashma Shenemer lo yakum Eid Be'ish. Eini Yedei Yeshu Echad. Doesn't aid mean singular? Please mute yourself. Doesn't aid mean singular? Doesn't that say that an aid can't testify? Why does it have to say echad? Not tamalim echad. Zeb bonav kumakum shenemer aid hari kanchnayim. Whenever the Torah says the word aid, it means a pair. Actually, you put the hakas of echad. Unless the Torah says aid means one witness, aid means a pair of witnesses. And when the Torah says Eid Eimba, it means Trei Lesba. There are no two. Elochad. V'hiloi nispasa, and it wasn't done by Ines, Asura. She's ushered to her husband permanently. That is the Brisa. So the Brisa derives from the word Eid Eimba. Eid does not mean one isn't there. Eid means a pair isn't there. How do I know Eid means a pair? Because elsewhere the Torah says, Layokum Eid Echad B'ish. So the Torah says clearly Eid Echad, which is redundant. Eid is singular, Echad is singular. Why write twice Eid Echad? Torah says, because without the word Eid Echad, Eid does not mean one witness. Eid means one pair of witnesses. Therefore, the Torah here says, for Eid Eimba, it means there are no two, but there is one. And he learned his best, and it wasn't done by us. She's usher.
It says in Eid Echad, and with one would have done sufficient.
I lost you with that. I have no idea what you just said.
It says at the end, how do we know that if it would be one Eid, it would specify one Eid?
Correct. So, why? Because Eid means two. How do I know Eid means two? From a different pasuk. Not from this pasuk. From another pasuk, where the Torah did say Eid Echad. Why did the Torah say Eid Echad? Isn't Eid one? Torah says, no, Eid is two.
Where was it?
In,
not the place of this. What's the subject?
About testifying about the guy did it out of Aira, don't give him whatever it is.
What happened?
But Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'Chalav and L'Chol Chattas. Abishnai made him Yakum Zavar.
Does Abishnai
mean
him redundant?
Good question. That's a great question. When the Gemara deals with him, I'm sure it does. I think the Gemara deals with him, but I don't remember where. Good question. Probably in Shavuos, but I don't know. Zok Rashi, I'm an Aleph. Zok Rashi, the Eid Eimba all the way back up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines to the bottom. Menalo de Behemen Eid Echad. Betumah shol stira achar kinoi. How do I know? Now Rashi right away tells you the secret here. An Eid Echad is not believed to tell a person your wife was Mazana. Only in a case when he had warned her and she had gone privately into her room, then Eid Echad is believed. So even though the Torah never said that in Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Pasuk Yud Gimel the Torah doesn't mention the fact that he warned her. It does say Venistera, and it doesn't say the warning till the next Pasuk. The Gemara will later say that the Avar means he already warned her. Okay, we're not going to do that now. The Gemara will get that later. So it's clear, Rashi is telling you the truth. And Eid Echad's only believed to say that a woman was Mazana if the husband had warned and she had gone privately into her room. A regular woman who had not been warned and a person walks over to her husband and says, your wife was Mazana? That's a sugya kedushin. Guy walks over to her husband and says, Ishtecha Zinza, Abaya holds one way, Rava holds the other way. That's a sugya masechtes kedushin, not for here. But he's not believed. That's him, he's not believed.
Doesn't start some a rumor to
answer
her at all. Nothing.
He's not us. Why is he us? He's an Eid Echad. He's not an Eimba.
He's
And Eid Ech is not Nema by Davish Ameriba.
He sees it himself.
The husband?
Yep.
That's a different story. He knows it's true. He can't live with his wife that he knows was Mizana.
That's not Teres Eid Ech. That's just...
That's not Eid Ech. That's back again.
Right.
It is Eid Ech. Yeah, but it's not. Let me explain something. Somebody says Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon walks in and says, hi. Do I need an Eid to say he's alive? Is he an Eid about himself? Two Eidim come in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. And Shimon walks into Deir Shul and sits down and waves hi. Is he dead?
She said, I didn't move him. You got the wrong lady. It wasn't me.
I lost what you just said.
He thought it was her. Was it her? It was one witness who said, it wasn't me. I wasn't saying
I have no idea what you're saying now. You should be Michael. What are you talking about? Which case?
The case of the husband's talk.
We mean the husband saw his wife.
No.
He knows his wife. I mean, there are tzaddikim that don't look at their wives, but it's few and far between.
Without going into the depths of what is the nature of perception of reality, we covered this before. If someone says on themselves, if someone says to someone else, you owe me money, that means nothing. But if someone says on themselves, I owe you $200, that person is...
That's because they talk about that. So what you are saying is there's a concept of shavya nafshe, which is true. When a person says, I saw my wife being Madonna, he just made her usher to him. That is true. It's called shavya nafshe kadichadi surah. It's true.
That's what I was saying.
But no, the mehemen eidach trashi. Betumah shall see ra'ach ha'kinot. Ve'ed eim ba b'shnayim ha'kasim medaber. Ve'kamer eidim shnayim eim betumah. Zu, there are no two eidim. The crab betumah kamishtoi. He's talking about she was mizana, because it says v'shachat ish oisa shechvazera. Says that a man lived with her. The pasuk says the fact happened. Ushveidim shnayim eimba. And eid eimba means there are no two elechad. V'hilain nitzpasa means loinensa was enforced. Mele shemino the mehemah v'hilain nitzpasa v'achmalei by saying it's not an oinus. The Torah is saying she's usher to him. But because of Ladina Kamezida, the Torah is saying she wasn't an Inus, she was amazing. Marisha the Kwanami Shama Demakaiman. Truth is, from the beginning of the Pasuk, meaning the end of the last Pasuk, you also see that the Eid is believed. The Kamar Mala by Mal, she rebelled, Mishakha Vishaisa. The Aim made Badavar Elazah. Well, the Kamam Mefarish, later on the Gemara will say, the High Krab Buster Kinriksiv. Because Rashi's bothered right away, you're going to say, where in the pasuk do you see she was warned? So the Gemara will deal with that on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Chesed Basayim Arvah of Ruach Kina, the Shina Lila Kaman, Shikvar Avar. The Gemara will darshan, he had already warned her. See, so Rashi now did something, because he answered a whole bunch of questions in this Rashi. If you look at the pasuk, it never says she's also to her husband. Never says it. Read Pasuk Yud Gimel, says a man lived with a woman, there's no aid, whatever aid Aimba means two, and she wasn't an Inus. Doesn't say what happens to her. Does not say, and she's ushered to her husband. Doesn't say that. So to actually read the Pasuk, it says, a Mawad by Mal, she rebelled against him. But he learned this Masa, and it wasn't by Inus. The Pasuk is saying, she's amazing, amazing is usher. The Torah doesn't have to speak it out. It's self-evident from the story of the pasuk. That's what Rashi is telling me. Read the pasuk. The pasuk before says she rebelled against her husband. That means she did something wrong. And it says, what did he do wrong? She lived with a man. And it wasn't blindness. The Torah doesn't have to say she's ushered to her husband. It's self-evident. So therefore Rashi says, don't ask me, where do you see in the pasuk that she's ushered to her husband? She was Mizana, a woman that's Mizana, is also to her husband.
How do you know that?
I could answer you, but I'd rather not answer you till we do Gemara later on. So that's, if you notice Rashi, he says that. I don't want to say it, but let's take it. Rashi says, Ukram Betumah come a story, we know she was Mizana, because it says, Veshachar Veshachar Sheikh Vazera. He did it. And then it says, you know, the Torah, the Mela Shemina, the Mehemek Sivin, the Torah, the Hachmer, we're being Machmer. Listen to the beginning of the pasuk. She rebelled against him. That means we're accepting it as fact. Maybe the pasuk is saying there were no Edom. The Gemara is going to say if there's no aid, so why is she usher? The pasuk seems to say she's usher. The pasuk says she rebelled against them. She was misana, and nobody saw. Well, if nobody saw, why is she usher? The kamer krav hila dismasa alma pshita dinitmas midvahadav basa aynas ratzon. We wouldn't be talking about aynas and ratzon if we don't even know what happened. Obviously, hila dismasa is saying we know what happened. Now, how do you know? There's no aid. The Gemara is going to say, what's the havamina? The aid aimba means there's no one. If there's no one, then you don't know the fact. And the pasuk is saying you do know the fact. The Gemara will deal with that question. Talmud Lamer Le'akim Eilechad, Ma'ay Krash Shemina D'chol Eidam Be'Tayr Shnayim Em Kiz Mefarish Razul, like the Bryce explained. Mashma Shenemra Eid, V'loy Nemra Eidim, Eidi Yedei De'Echad Kamar, doesn't it mean one? Amad Yitzruf Le'michtim Echad, Shema Mina De'Eid Shnayim Mashma. De'Eina L'Loshin Eidus. Eid doesn't mean one, Eid means a group. Ustam Eidu Shnayim. The Yamar Achman the trade last, but Leokoi, going back to Saita. The fruit of Maskana the Milsa, Hechem Midrash Ve'ed Einba. How do we learn Ve'ed Einba? To tell me, there were no two, but there was one. And it was one, and we believe him, and she's asked to her husband permanently. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Frank the Gemara, El Time, let me explain this. If you learned Ve'ed, if you wouldn't have the Pasik, that Eid Echad, to teach me that Eid means two. How would you be able to learn this pasuk? V'shachav ish aisa. A man was mizanaher. V'nistra v'hin nitma. She became tameh. She had the relationship. V'hilay nisvasa. And we know it wasn't against her will. How do you know? Who told you? Let's say Eid would mean one. And we would translate Eid Einba means there's not even one. So how do you know? What? She's not believed. Mishnah in the Torah, my marriage to Tamei Anilach. Not so simple. Not so simple that she's believed. It's a Mashayla. Outshav Yanavshi, she might be believed, but the Gemara says at the end of the day, we don't believe her. But that's not the... But if Eid Einba, how do we know this? It seems that we know she became Tamei. And we, how do we know that? Says the healer Niswasa. She wasn't forced. I mean, you know the act happened without force. How do you know the act happened? If Eid Einba means there's nobody there. So don't you automatically have to say Eid means two? Why do I need a proof? That's what's bothering the Gemara. The Brisa seems to say without the proof, I wouldn't know Eid Einba means there's no two, but there is one. That means I would say Eid Einba means there's no one. Well, if there's no one, then you don't know what happened. Frank the Gemara. The Torah didn't have videos. So it's not a gay. It's nice, Shiloh. You want to know whether we can ask a woman by video? It has nothing to do with this Gemara. There was no video in those days. We're trying to save shot in the pasuk. Again, I'm not getting involved in videos now. We'll let videos for chasanis. Again, this is not what we're talking about now. We're talking now about the Torah. The Torah says that we know this woman was Mizana. And we're saying that had the Torah not said the word Eid Echad, I would have translated Eid means there's not even one. Eid Einba. So the Gemara's problem is, how would you have ever made sense of the pasuk if there's no witness? That's what the Gemara is asking. What? Can't hear you.
Today you can't believe videos anymore.
Again, I'm not getting involved in videos. There was no videos in the time of the Chumash. We don't need Eid Echad to teach me Eid means two.
Right.
You have to say Eid means two, because if it meant one, the pasuk doesn't make any sense. Correct the Gemara. At the time of the Sibyl Yochim Eid Echad Bish. I would have thought Eid Einba means there's not even one. If there's not even one, so why is she becoming Aser? Dr. Gemara Itzrich, I have an other pshat. Sam kadai tachamina eid aimba means eid nem amba. Maybe the Torah says, Eid Eimba, one is not believed. Not Eimba doesn't testify. Eid Eimba means one witness is not believed. You need two witnesses. Maybe that's how the Torah is telling me the exact opposite. She went into a room and she had his nurse, the Eid Eimba, and it's not that you believe one, but there were two. Then she's usher. That's how I would translate the word. Eid Eimba means one is not enough. Had the Torah not told me Eid Echad, that Eid means two, I would have translated Eid Eimba to mean that one is not enough. Not one doesn't exist. One is not enough. That's what I would have translated. So therefore I need Eid Echad to teach me that Eid doesn't mean one, Eid means two. So the Gemara is explaining the Braisa. Why did the Braisa need a Pasi to teach me that Eid means two? That Eid means two? Because if not, I would have said it means one, and I would have translated the words Eid Eimba to mean one is not believed. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Elatai Bakushi, this is a question. That's what proved to you the high the Eid Eimba betray cover. The Eid Eimba means there's no two. I would have translated means one. The Kamina Afila Eid Echa Eimba, there's not even one. So how do we know? Itzrich. To teach me, the one is believed. If not of Layokam Eid Echa, Avamina kol stam eid echadu. I would have said eid means one. Ubesaitele avamina the mitzra afil eid echad. I wouldn't have said she's usher by one eid. The kol shkem loy eid. Sure, there's no eid. She's not usher. V'hachi avadishin alei. This is what I would have darshened. The eid eimba the kamar rachman nahachi kamar. The eid echad eid nemamba elishnayim. I would have said eimba means one is not believed. Therefore, I need eid echad to teach me that eid means two. Fresh Gemara, how could I ever thought that Eid Eimba means one is not believed? I don't need a pasuk to tell me one is not believed. Fresh Gemara, my boy had ikatre. What would Eid Eimba mean? Again, in the Havamina, that Eid Eimba means one is not believed. That means you need two. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Lishter Kromine, the Asya David Amimi Maman. We have a Gzeira Shavah from money where it says you need two. And we have a pasuk by Erva's Dover that by Erva you need two, but an Ayudana we need to have that called Eidin Shibataira. I would have known that. I know you need two Eidim by a Dover Shiba Erva. I don't need this pasuk to teach me that you need two Eidim to say a woman was Mizana. I know that from the fact that the Torah has Xeri Shava, that it says by money I need two Eidim, it says by Erva the word Dover. We have a Zerish Shavah that teaches me that I need to aid him by Kedushin, I need to aid him by Gerishin, I need to aid him to say a woman was Mazana. Why do I need a Pasuk to teach me in the Havamina? When we thought Eid Eimba meant that one is not believed, that we need two, I don't need this Pasuk. I know you need two. That's the default option. Dover Dover teaches me that the default option by Dover Shavah Erva is that you need two. That's the default option. So why do I need a pasuk here to say that one is not believed? One is never believed by Dabar Shabbat Erba. As for the Gemara Itzrich, no, I need it. Because Salkadai Tachamina, Saita Shaini Dereglayim B'Dabar. I would have said Saita is different because we have a basis. This is not a regular Dabar Shabbat Erba. This is not coming out of the blue. This is coming with a basis. Sharikina La, the husband warned her, the Nistra, she went private in the room. I would think that an Eid Echad is believed. So therefore the Torah has to tell me Eid Eimba, one is not believed. Again, oh, in the Havamina. If it wouldn't have said Eid Echad to teach me that Eid means two, I would have said that Eid Eimba means one is not believed. And why would have I thought one is believed? Because I have a kinoy and syrup. I have a basis. Therefore, the Torah tells me it doesn't make a difference. Again, in the Havamina. But the pasuk continues and said she did it willingly. Isn't the pasuk saying she is believed? And you're telling me an Eid Echad is not believed. So the pasuk should have said the Eid Eimba and she's mutter. The pasuk says, and she didn't do it blindness. That means the pasuk is saying she's usher. So the Gemara answers, Talkadai tachamina ein nema ba'adik atrei, who betrayed nami hidu in the tofa. Ein ba means one's not believed, I need two, and we have to know that she wasn't forced. Kamash malan, that's why I need ein acha to teach me, that ein ba means there are no two, but there is one. At the end of the day, we're learning it out from the fact that eight doesn't mean one, eight means two. But we need a source for that. Without a source, I could have learned the pasuk by Saita saying as follows. A woman did nus, and one is not believed to tell us that. We need two, and they also have to tell us that she wasn't forced. That's how I would learn the pasuk. Eight ba means one is not believed, and by the way, you need two, but not only do you need two, but when he learned this pasuk, you have to know she wasn't forced. So that's how I would have learned the pasuk. Now, why would the Torah have to tell me you need two? I always know you need two. The answer is, since this had a kinoi and a stira, she had been warned and she went privately into a room. So there's a reglaim, ledaber, there's a basis. So the Torah has to tell me one is not believed. But at the end of the day, the Torah did write eid echad. So eid echad teaches me that the word eid means two. So the Torah is saying there were no two and one, and he is believed. You know why the way he's believed? Because there's a reglaim, ledaber. At the end of the day, the Torah is telling me he is believed, because since it was Kinoi and Sira, and in Echad says she had a relationship, the Torah is saying he is believed, even though normally he's not believed under the Zavashim Erva. In this case, at the end of the day, once the Torah wrote Eid Echad, and taught me that the word Eid means two, so the Eid Einba means there are no two, but there is one. There's no two, but there is one. And he's believed, because the Svara is like Lion Ladover. There's a basis.
Only this type of
Raglion Ladover. Correct. Yes, that too.
You always love it when I use the term state, but so I love that. There is an aspect of this which I find reminiscent of Yibo, that if someone is Yibama, and their Yavama has relations with them, they're fully married. There's no... exactly, but they are still, to explain the topic, there has to be, there is a relation, people talk about the relationship between the two, what is the nature of the relationship between the two, but there is one. At this point, I mean, does anyone relate that?
I have no idea what it has to do with this.
I'm just saying, you've got a predisposing state. You know, she has been warm with kidney spirits and stuff like that, whereas...
No, one is Xeris HaKasav and a Kinyan of Yibum. And one is, how do we know something happened? Now, obviously, it's Xeris HaKasav that we trust one. But it's only because we're trying to... Let me explain. One is creating, and one is revealing.
You're saying it's a problem with knowledge.
Here it's a problem of knowledge, not a creation of something. Yibum is a creation. Here we're not creating anything. She's created.
Yes. Very, very well.
How do we know that lo yokum inevitably is just only a case when there's no relying on them? How do we know that?
This pasuk. Eid Einba.
So that teaches us that there we're talking about when there's no relying. Here, because it's relying, that's
okay. Because here came the Torah and broke the rules. Once the Torah told me Eid Echad, the Torah told me that Eid doesn't mean one. Eid means two. Using that Webster's definition that the Torah taught me from the word Eid Echad, I now know that the word Eid means two. That pasuk Yochum Eid Echad is not even talking about a woman, nothing. It's talking about Yai Chazer. Not even talking about a woman, it's talking about stuff. No, we don't make up our own svaras. No. That's what Rabbi Weimer pointed out. It's only here. Came along the Torah and said over here a new Kiddush that one is believed. Now, the truth is, I don't need a svara. The Torah told me, and Eid Echad is not believed, but after Kinyan Sira, he is believed. That's what the Torah told me. I have a pasuk, Eid Einba. Two is not here, but one is here, and we believe him. I could say, no sense to it, no logic. But there is a logic, so I told you the logic. I don't need the logic. The Torah revealed to me that this breaks the rules. We never trust an Eid Echad. And here the Torah said Eid Eba, which means there are no two. Because once the Torah wrote me the word Eid Echad somewhere else, I now know the translation of the word Eid. That's the key factor here. I come back to Parsha Saita. I read the words Eid Eba. It means there are no two, but there is one. And I believe it. That means this is against the rules. Now, if you want a logical explanation why the Torah broke the rules, the answer is rely on the Dover.
We don't
do things like that logically, no. We're not willing to offer a woman permanently to her husband because of logic. Now, what's confusing in this Gemara, and I'm taking extra time, and I'm trying to explain it the best I know to you, is that the Gemara has a Havamina, and it spends a lot of time explaining its Havamina. That Eid Eimba doesn't mean there's no two, but there is one. Eid Eimba means that we don't even trust one. And why did the Torah have to tell it to me? Because I would think relying on the Dover makes a difference. So the Torah has to tell me, don't use your logic. The Gemara spends a lot of time on that Havamina. That's why I'm going. But the Maskana of the Gemara is, Eid Eimba does not mean one is not believed. It means two aren't there, but one is there, and he is believed. So the Gemara does 180 here. What I would have thought without the word Eid Echad, and what I think now, what I know now, once it says Eid Echad. Rashi.
Would it be fair to say that Kina and Stira are circumstantial? It's a tumor that the Eid saw that makes her into Sota?
Explain yourself.
In other words, if there was no kin and stira, then it would just be a matter of an AIDS thing that's not happening in a married woman.
Yes.
And there would be no sota water involved.
There's no sota water involved here either. If an AIDS are and being Madonna, there's no sota water. We know she was Madonna.
Oh, that's
true. Sota water is when we don't know what happened.
So.
There is no sight of water here.
So what is the difference between, so what happens to her now? She has to get,
she gets a get, a no tshuva, and she lives happily ever after. Unfortunately, not so happily ever after. She has to do a lot of tshuva. Yom Kippur has to work very hard for her. And she's asked to her husband, and she's asked to the adulterer, and she's a zayna. She can never marry a kayan. She can't eat tshuva.
So mashmon means that one eight is enough.
Yeah.
Okay, as opposed to a regular wife who is Nizana, they would need two Aiden.
Uh-huh.
And that's the difference.
Big difference, yeah. Right. Means when an Echad walks in, I don't want to get involved in the Sugyan Kedushin, but an Echad walks in and tells her husband, by the way, your wife was Nizana, I saw her yesterday. According to Rava, I'm not getting involved in Abaya's opinion now. According to Rava, he can say, he looks at the Aiden and says, have a nice day, I have no idea why I should believe you.
And the stira is
different. Yeah, well, there's two Adam on the Kinoi, and they're going to be Yeshua two Adam on the stira.
So is
her
name for this? I mean, since she's not a Sota.
No, she is a Saita. That's what I'm saying. We have a mistranslation of the word Saita. We think Saita is the one that drinks the water. Suffix Saita drinks the water. Saita is the one that was Lazana. She is the Saita. The translation of the word Saita is mistranslated by 95% of the people. They say think Saita is the one that we don't know what happened. No, that's not a Saita. A Saita is a woman that was Mizana under her husband. She's a Saita. A woman that we don't know what happened, but we have a fear she was Mizana, she is the suffix Saita, and that's what the whole water is about. She drinks the Saita pop. No, we know why it's called Saita pop, because it makes her pop. After she drinks. Yes?
I would point out the sect is not called the sect of Sevek, so it's called the sect of
Sevek. Right.
I
understand why people make the mistake, but the reality of Saita is a woman who turned away from her husband and was Mizana. Rashi. Look, Rashi. The Brachina. Ain't them about Bitmia. And my boy crawl. I think a tray bit me a question mark. Am I also crawl a high? Why do I need a pussy? Tell me you need two. Mr. Crummy Knight. Lover Dummy Mimaman. Ksiv Benoy Ephes. By a woman by Mazana, it says, Kimbatsa by Erevis Dover. Uksiv Benine Mamanus. Abishnai made him Yokum Dover. I need it. I would have said eight means what? And the pasuk is saying one is not believed. And your question was, why would I need a pasuk? I always need to. A saita that after kini and stira the elechad showed up. The hayachin nitma ba'isa stira, and again Rashi stresses. He told her she was mezana in that stira. Shiny is different. Royal Amina, and I would think you believe him. Because Shari Leglaim the dover. So therefore the Torah has to tell me an aid is not believed. Again, in the Havamina. In fact, the Gemara me Matzus Amritug. The Eloi Gali Hag, the Chol H. Naim. Had the Torah not told me that aid means two. Havamina, the high aid ain't by a Nama Bokomer. MK Bakasu Lahakalula. There is the Pasik is saying she's Mutter. From Exibu and the Swasa. But right afterwards it says she wasn't an Inus. Mechlau the Pshita Lok the Nitma. We know she was Mazana. If Eid Eimba means one's not believed, that means we don't know she was Mazana. So why does it say afterwards Hila and Tvasa? Even though the beginning of the pasuk you can say it's two Eidim, Meshachav Ish Oisa Be'Eidim, Ve'Eid Echad Eid Nemamba, and one Eid not believed, and Hila and Tvasa, Heichi Koi, Eid Nemamba? What? She wasn't an Inus in the case of one Eid? Her Amrit Loi Mechzik Lom Benevelis, you just told me you don't believe her. The answer is, I would have said one is not Neman and two are, but the two also have to know that she wasn't an Andusa.
So she objects. The aid hears that she objects, and then it's no longer.
In which case?
We're talking about here.
Kinoi Sira? She can object all she wants.
What?
Doesn't make a difference. He's believed. Again, but in the Maskana of the Gemara, he's believed.
Objection, if there is an objection, it has to be heard by the aid. Right?
I lost you. Who's objecting?
He says, no,
Lord
Nisbasa, right?
Meaning, Hila Nisbasa means she was at Baratzen, correct?
And the only person that would know is that single
way. Exactly.
So if he hears an objection,
if he sees that she's being forced,
then she's not,
looked at her husband. I misunderstood what you meant by objection. I thought she's objecting to what the aide says. No, she has to object to the relationship, correct?
P2E also?
No, P2E is Baratzen.
She and her Ratzen?
What is P2E?
I understand, but she...
Okay. P2E means he persuaded her. If he persuaded her, that means she agreed. That means she did a Baratzen. You know what I mean?
The woman is by
Mafata,
a woman is guilty.
If it's Mafata is a single girl... A single girl is a single girl.
You can't have a mafata by a married woman.
You can have a mafata, but a mafata is a fact, not a halacha. You can't have the halacha of mafata only by a 12-year-old single girl. Correct. If she's not being, she was persuaded. She's a single girl. By the way, there are no, in those days, she was Ivor Nisser, but there was no consequences. There are no consequences. She had a relationship with a kosher Jew. She does not become a Saita. She did not become a Saita. She's not offered to anybody. She can marry a Kayan. She can't marry a Kayan, God. She can marry a Kayan. She can eat Truma. Why not? Not a Saita. We possibly a Saita only if she had a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry.
Not anymore.
A Kayan can marry a non-Psula. Only a Kayan government needs a Psula. There are very few consequences. I mean, today, it's different because she's a Nida. Today, they don't go to the mikvah. So a girl is a Nida, that's a current. Still got to make her a Zayna. If a single girl is Mazana today, she can still marry a Kayan. Unless she was Mazana with a guy. If she was Mazana with a guy, she can't marry a Kayan. Right. The ksuba is less. Correct. Ksuba is less. Ksuba is less.
Are we the forcing that don't involve real force? Unfortunately, it's leading to promotion in the job, you know, so the two things silently. Is that forcing?
That's not called forcing. She agreed that it's worthwhile to do it. Instead of paying her money, he pays her promotion. Again, in my count upstairs, the degree of sin, I'm not here. I don't judge people. Only the Rebbeinu can judge people. But in halachic consequences, a single girl that's mezana with a regular Jew cannot know halachic consequences. Down here. Today she's an Ida, she committed chayv krisis. But there's no, she's mutil tekayin, she can eat truma. Her ksuba is less. The only consequence. In the days when they went to the mikvah, there wasn't even the consequence of being a chayv krisis. Again, it's not reflective of her moral standard if she did it beratzen, but they look. We were talking about an ancient ish. We're talking about a married woman here. It's a totally different ballgame. Yes?
In regards to Baruch Moshe's question, I mean, we got criteria for doing something for us and back in the Bava something or other, where if someone is hung up by their thumbs and they agree to sign the document, unless they have pre-spoken.
It's not so simple.
So,
it depends, because that Gemara is only if they sell things. But if they're forced to give something, it doesn't count.
So the criteria in the pasuk here would seem to be that if someone comes upon a lady in the field and she cries out, and then, you know, screaming out, is considered not beratzen. Is there any explicit statement as to what beratzen means?
I don't know, but if a person pulls a gun on a lady, it's not beratzen, even though she doesn't say a word. The parent is giving you the regular. The regular is that it's out in the field, because in the city, if you would scream, you would be scared. But if you pulls a gun on a woman, she's not barat.
No, it's
not. No.
Very reasonable. Although they didn't have many guns.
Right. Dr. Gemara Vaitre. The Bishuah, I'm a law Bishnayim. The Bishuah says you need two for warning and two for stira. And Rebbe Leza said, two for warning, but only one is necessary to tell me she went privately in a room. Now the question is, once the Torah told me, eight Aimba, two are not believed, there are no two, but there is one, and one is believed, how do we know one is not believed for Sphira? How do I know one is not believed for any step of the way? The Torah made an exception here. The Torah said that over here by Saita, by an Ashes is being Mazana, we are trusting one to say she was Mizana after she was warned and went privately into a room. Fine. I have one aide that tells me she was warned and one aide that tells me she went privately into a room and one aide that tells me she was Mizana. Maybe the Torah believes her. You see the Torah changed the rules here. Once the rules are changed, maybe they're changed for the pre, the warning, and they're going privately into a room. Rabbi Shua says, you need two Eidim on the warning, and two Eidim on the Sira. Then you believe the Eid Echad to say she had Tnus. How does Rabbi Shua know this? Maybe the Pasuk is saying an exception to the whole thing here. All necessities of Saita, which is Kinoi Sira, one is enough. The Torah said eight Eidim, but there are no two. Maybe there's no two in any step of the way. What? Well, the whole thing here is a chiddush. So how do we know? You're right. It's a good question. I don't have a good answer. That's not a truth. Dr. Gemara.
There could be five people involved as Aiden, right? The king of the Stira and one for...
But it could be the same guy.
It could be, but it's the
same. Absolutely. Dr. Gemara, my time at Rishua. How does he know that you need two Aiden by Stira? Maybe one Aiden is believed by Stira. I'm a grub ba. Aiden ba. Ba v'loy b'kinoi, ba v'loy b'sira. Ba is coming on the act of snus. One, there were no two ba on her doing snus. That means by snus one is believed, but not by warning and not by sira. Zakrashi, ba b'tumakoi. Tami Nasalik. We're talking about Behind the Tamar. She did Znus. Ain't Ba. The Shina Ba, Ain't Ba Trey, Elachad. So we say Ba, Ain't Echad Neman, Beloy Bekinoi. She's not here in Ain't Echad Neman, but not by Kinoi. Fracting Amar, Rebbe Eliezer. What's Rebbe Eliezer's chat? Aymer, he says, Ba, Beloy Bekinoi. He says, I agree with Rabbi Shua, the Ba is exclusive, but only exclusive that the Kinoi. But Stira, one is enough. Why does Rabbi Eliezer just use Ba for one? Isn't the Torah excluding everything else? Zog de Gemara, Stira iskish l'tumma. Rabbi Eliezer has a pasuk where the Torah compares going privately into a room in halacha to the being mezana. Not that we know she was mezana, but the Torah says treat them the same. It says v'nistara v'hinitma. The Torah says she was privately into a room, and she might have been mezana. So it's saying Tuma and Stira right next to each other. The Talmud, just like by Tuma, one is believed. By Stira, one is believed also. Frakti Gemara, if that's what you go by, Kinoi Nami Eskish to Tuma. So by Kinoi, it also says, the Chsiva Kinei Es Ishtar V'hin Nitma. So if you're going to say that the fact that's written next to Tuma means it has the same halacha that one is believed, so why isn't one believed on Kinoi? Hamid Rachman Abba. Because the Torah said Ba to exclude something. Umar Royas, how do you know what to exclude? Mistabra, Stira Adifa Shekin Esra Sikatuma. Makes sense that Stira is more reason to believe him because that's like Tuma in the sense that she becomes asit to her husband until she drinks, if she only had Stira. So we see that Stira has that effect of asering a woman. So therefore it makes sense that an aid would be believed there as well. Kinoi doesn't answer at all. Rashi, Stira Adifa, Nachmura Bey, Shekena Shrasa, Labao, Valabayo, Misafik, and we're going to go over this last week to Gemara Metzushim tomorrow, and everybody should have a wonderful day.